Separation of the races was part of everyday life in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, in 1962. That is the setting for a new novel by Alex Pate. Rehoboth Beach is where the Massey family goes for 2 months every summer. And now, Pate explains how important the vacation and the town is to young Edward Massey. Pate begins with a reading about the town.
Rehoboth is a word with biblical connections. As Job searched for his new turf, he led his flock of followers to a place where they would be safe, where everyone could live, where there would be room enough. That is what Rehoboth means, room enough. State Highway 1, the only road into Rehoboth, split into a two-tined fork as it approached the city. The right road led over a bridge which spanned the canal, tributary of the Chesapeake, which snaked through the heart of the bustling resort town and took the eager tourists to the open arms of the Atlantic Ocean. But down the left fork of Highway 1, the direction Earl Massey headed, led you to West Rehoboth. Black people who lived there never called it West anything. It was just Rehoboth Beach to them. The folks of West Rehoboth were crab catchers, clam shuckers, dishwashers, waitresses, maids, and lawn mowers. They provided the human arms which kept the bustling Rockwellian town bristling clean. They were the tillers of the field, and when they were done with their chores in Rehoboth Beach, they were remanded to the Western province, their own little Bantustan. No black person had ever lived on the other side of the canal. To Edward, who's 12 years old at the time, Rehoboth is, and to his family, is an escape from the intense pressures of summer in Philadelphia, where he's growing up. Gang problems in Philadelphia are quite intense, and the summer and the heat intensify those problems. So his family, Earl Massey and his wife, shuttle Edward and his sister to Rehoboth Beach for the summer, where he has as much of an idyllic possibility as there is. His mother works in the summer at one of the restaurants in the town of Rehoboth. So what Rehoboth represents to Edward is this incredible adventure every summer. I think it gives him this chance to maintain his innocence. To be picked up by his parents and transported to a place where there were no street corners, no gangs at every corner, offered him this escape. It allowed him to come back with sort of his values intact every September. He would have enough strength of family, enough strength of purpose, enough sense of right and wrong, of innocence, to fight off the challenges of living in the hood all year long. I mean, you know, you don't get pet turtles in North Philadelphia. You don't crab in North Philadelphia. You can't go to the beach. You can't have saltwater taffy, or you can't stay out at night. And there is a way in which Edward sort of put that up against his urban experience, and it allowed him to survive.
Alex Pate talking about his novel, West of Rehoboth.